The basketball season is winding down. This is the last regular season game for the West Plains Zizzers tonight as they play in Springfield on the north side against the Hillcrest Hornets. I'm Harlan Hutchison, Dylan Groves Engineers, and the Zizzers try to end the regular season at 500. They are 12-13, coming off a really good win on the road last weekend, last Friday at Carl Junction by 1 point, and they've got a chance to finish even money at 13-13. And when the year started, if you had said that West Plains would go into the final regular season game with a chance to be even at 513-13, you would have probably taken that. And the Zizzers have a chance. It just depends. Hillcrest is a good basketball team. They're 13-10. They had been ranked briefly this season, but they'll be a really tough opponent here tonight on their court. In fact, Hillcrest has won the last five games between these two teams. We'll have the starters. We'll have the tip. Basketball is coming up from just off I-44 here at Hillcrest High School, and we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there. In West Plains and in Houston.
Save big with our President Day Savings Event. Hi, this is Anna. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattresses now through February 25th. Love your mattress. Tempur-Pedic has adjustable mattress sets for the body-conforming, pressure-relieving, all-night sleep you deserve. Come and see us in West Plains or in Mountain Grove, or browse our inventory online at hawkandtomalawn.com.
Oh man, it is creepy out here. All I hear is the sound of limbs cracking, and there's no sound of cars anywhere. Hey hon, I just stepped outside. That was a bad ice storm.
When do you think we'll get our power back?
It could be days. I'm freezing. How are we going to stay warm with no power?
Are you prepared? Butler Heating and Air, your trained and certified Generac dealer in West Plains, can help prevent long power outages with an emergency Generac generator. Be prepared and power your life with Generac and Butler Heating and Air.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there?
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there. In West Plains and in Houston.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
All right, we have the starting lineups for this ball game here tonight. And we'll start with the Zizzers. Their starting five doesn't change. Ethan Tuma and Jared Kraft. Clayton Robbins, Josiah Long, and Jacob Moore. Lately, Aiden Judd has started. Tonight, Jacob will get the call. And now the starters for the Hillcrest Hornets, who are 13-10. Their starting five will be James Collins at a guard with Tanner Hicks, Tyrese Simpson, Javen Jones, and Ethan Weaver. And we're underway. West Plains in red has the basketball. Hillcrest is in the white with the blue and a little bit of orange trim. Ethan Tuma out front. West Plains coming off a win on the road, a huge win on the road at Carl Junction last Friday night. Josiah Long, free throw line, crossover on the right side. Robbins on the dribble, lob pass, end to Long, back over to Robbins, step back, shoots a three, no good, but he got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot three. So that's how it starts for West Plains. The foul is on Kyrie Simpson. In the act of shooting a three. Clayton Robbins, first free throw is good. Just underway in Springfield. Second try, good. Clayton's been going through a little bit of a shooting slump, so to make a few free throws right off the bat is really a good thing, and he makes all three. 3-0 score. The Hornets on offense with Tyrese Simpson to the right corner. They'll move that ball, bounce pass it, cutting to the baseline. Follow away shot for two is no good, but the rebound picked up at the free throw line, and the shot is no good. Another putback is partially blocked, and now Hillcrest will move it out with Simpson again in the lane. He gets cut off, trapped there, and gets the ball back. Now going up for the shot. Here's the ball loose on the floor. Fight for it, picked up by Hillcrest. Talk about harem scarum, and now a foul be called on West Plains. That ball was on the floor, tipped up in the air, people chasing each other. Jacob Moore gets the foul. West Plains accumulates a lot of fouls. Well, for two reasons. Number one, they play very aggressively. Now a travel on the inbound pass. We'll turn it back over. West Plains gets the ball back for their second possession, up 3-0. West Plains is very aggressive at the defensive end of the floor. In the left corner, Josiah Long. Out to Jared Kraft, back on the wing. Plus, Jacob Moore out there, and we just don't sub much, so you're going to play more minutes, thus you're going to get more fouls. Josiah Long baseline, feeds it across. Ethan Tuma, open three at the point, good. Ethan Tuma makes it 6-0. Boy, you love to get off the starts like this. Two trips, up six. Pass down low, underneath. Right hand reverse shot is no good. And a late whistle and a foul call. Boy, I didn't see that, but it is a foul on Clayton Robbins. That'll put Javen Jones on the free throw line for the Hornets. 6'6" sophomore. First try by him is good. .613 left first quarter. West Plains by five. Javen Jones will shoot another one, and they're up by four. Beating for districts is tomorrow, so this would be a great win to get. On the right side, Jacob Moore. Wraparound pass, good. Feed inside. Kraft lost it, tipped out of bounds, though, by the Hornets. It'll stay with the Zizzers, and we play 2 minutes and 2 seconds of this Ozark Mountain Conference contest. Lob on the inbound. Robbins has to go after it. Now he'll be held. A foul will be called on the Hornets. That was a really good call. It's one of those things you get away with most of the time. They lobbed it over the top, and Ethan Miller grabbed Robbins, trying to pull himself around him, and he got caught. So Ethan Tuma will throw the ball in again. John Schaefer, the head coach of the Hillcrest Hornets. That's it, John Schaefer. Jordan Fielding, head coach for the Hornets. Here's the inbound play. Over on the left wing, up fake. Moore drives in, dishes over, whistle, and we'll get a charge. And the second foul on Jacob Moore, so he has to go out of the game. Aiden Judd in, Jacob Moore out for West Play. Three first quarter fouls on West Plains, two against Hillcrest. And we played about 2 minutes. Here's the inbound play. And they'll bring it up with Kyrie Simpson. 5'10" sophomore. They play some young kids on this team. In the lane, hook fake to the left corner. Catch, shoot, three. Good. Ethan Weaver with the first field goal for the Hornets. Robbins, top of the circle, guarded by Weaver. Keeps the dribble. Top of the circle now to Kraft. Josiah Long spins to the middle. Bounce pass over. Kuma to the corner to Kraft. Out to the right point in the lane. Jones cut off. Good defense here by Hillcrest. Kraft dribbles in, cut off, fall away, 13-footer good. When Jared Kraft is making that shot, when he is getting that shot, he is about impossible to stop. 8-5 score. That 6'3" fall away from about 14, 15 feet. Simpson in the lane, puts up a floater off the back iron. No good, over the back foul on Hillcrest, and that'll be on Javen Jones. And the 6'6" sophomore will pick up his first. Substitution for Hillcrest. They'll get James Collins, 6'1" junior in the ball game. Now West Plains will bring the ball up. Our score is 8-5. West Plains by 3. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Ball tipped away out front, picked up finally by Kraft. Gets it to Robin, steps through, right-hand runner off the board, too hard. Back the other way. Levi Romero is in the game, a 6-foot senior. Now in the left corner, here's a three, no good by Jones. Rebounded, though, by Weaver. Back out it goes, they'll set it up again. Off the screen, Simpson left elbow. Double team, hook pass back. Romero has it. He's guarded now by Ethan Kuma. Kick it over on the wing. Long three is going to be off the mark. Rebound to Aiden Judd. Off the miss by James Collins from Hillcrest. Jared Kraft, right sideline near the Ozark Mountain Conference emblem emblazed on the court. Ethan Tuma to the high post, gives it back to Ethan to the right baseline. Bounce pass in and a reach-in foul will be called. Hillcrest does not have, out where they don't have, Big Javen Jones in the lineup. They have very little size. First foul call on Collins. Here's the inbound play, lob out front. Lob it inside. Long has it. Dishes off. 10-foot jumper. Good by Jared Kraft. Jared's got four. Front court, left point. Here's an open three. No good. And Robbins gets the rebound. West Plains up by 5 with a chance to add on. Out on the left wing. Tuma out to Kraft at the point. On the left wing to Jones. He goes baseline all the way, goes up, and good. The foul on the play in the basket count. It thought about it, fell in. And Isaiah gets his first basket of the night. And the foul is going to be the first foul on James Jones for Hillcrest. That's James Collins with the foul. Free throw try, no good. James Collins with the foul out the other end. Here's a drive and the shot blocked away by Aiden Jeff, but a foul is going to be called on that play. And that'll put Hillcrest at the line. Aiden Judd with the foul. Team foul 4 here in the opening quarter. James Collins at the free throw line. First try, good. One more, and it's good. 12-7 ball game. West Plains by 5, 2:44 to go in the opening 8 minutes. Kraft to the right corner to Judd. They've got a much smaller player guarding Kraft. He ought to take this thing into the paint, shoot that pull-up jumper in the left corner, lob over the top. Good feed. Judd is trapped. Now back outside. Three ball. Jared Kraft, and it's in and out. Rebounded by the Hornets, and they come back the other way with Simpson. Tyree Simpson kicks it left corner. Open shot. Collins, three. Good. Twelve-10. Zizzers by 2. Tuma to the baseline. Takes it all the way in and a holding foul. He got grabbed as he got that pass. Cutting the basket from behind, he got grabbed by Tanner Hicks. That'll be his first foul. So Ethan Tuma, 2 games removed from a career high of 29 points against Marshfield. Here's a free throw. First try, good. Team 10, Zizzers by 3, under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the second one is good. Ethan has 5 points here in the first quarter. Left wing, here's Collins, another 3. That's no good. Rush shot. Ball lost out of that. Nope, picked up by Simpson. Now ball loose, picked up by Clayton Robbins, and the Zizzers come back. Long up ahead. Kraft drives and lays it up and in. Front court, right wing. Here's a shot for a 3. No good. Rebound underneath. Lost out of bounds. That's going to be off West Plains, and it'll stay with Hillcrest. On the inbound play, far side, left corner, wide open. 3, no good. Rebound to Aiden Judd. 16-10. Josiah Long in the lane, back outside. Kraft, left point. He'll pull it back outside. Again, he has a 5'10 player on him, and he's 6'3. Here's the ball in the paint. Here's a drive, layup, no good by Robin. Spun it off the rim. Bad pass behind Collins down low, double team. He dishes across, threw it out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. 47.7 on the clock. Landon Montgomery will check in for Ethan Tuma. 16-10 West Plains, quarter one. Inbound on the back. Weaver gets it to Collins. Simpson penetrates, pulls up, got blocked, got fouled, and I'll put him on the line 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Josiah Long will register his first foul in the act of shooting, so 2 shots for Kyrie Simpson. First one is good. They'll take Tanner Hicks out of the lineup. And they get James Collins back in as Kyrie Simpson will get one more free throw. Josiah Long goes out for Ethan Tuma. Ethan Tuma, Landon Montgomery, Jared Kraft, Aiden Judd, and Clayton Robbins. Next free throw is in. And it's 16-12. Kraft front court to Robbins on the right sideline. picked up there by Levi Romero. Cross court pass to the point. They'll move it left side with Puma. On the dribble, gets around this guy, feeds it back. 18 on the clock. Robbins. Whistle. Push foul will be called. Robbins spun about three circles, went behind his back twice, tweened his legs, and finally drew a holding foul. Levi Romero will get that one. And the free throw is good. First foul on Romero and Clayton Robbins. First point he scored since the opening minute when he made 3 out of 3 on a 3-point foul. 17-12. And no good. Ball knocked away, almost stolen by Aiden Judd. Hillcrest gets it back. 10 seconds left. 17-12 left play. Simpson out front, guarded by Puma. Lost it, pitched it back up. Pressured, lean in, shot away too late, and that's the end of the first quarter. Good defense. West Plains, after one, lead Hillcrest 17-12. Back in a minute on KDY.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
We've played 8 minutes, and we have 24 to go. It'll be West Plains. No, it'll be Hillcrest basketball starts this quarter. West Plains played a pretty good first quarter. They had no turnovers. Scored 17. Very, very good. Defensively, they were pretty good. They held Hillcrest to 12 points. So a successful first 8 minutes. We'll see what the second 8 will do. West Plains on defense. The Hornets have it. Kyrie Simpson to the right corner. They move it over there to James Collins in the right corner. Now cutting down the lane. Tanner Hicks pull up. 10-foot shot, no good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. Up the sideline. Kraft, front court, gives it back to Robbins. Pass up to the left corner. Puma out to Robbins out front. Josiah Long hands to Robbins. Backs down, passes out. Puma. Now to Jared Kraft to the left side. Inside, here's a holding foul call, and that'll be against Hillcrest. And that'll be on James Collins. He's trying to guard the 6'5" Clayton Robbins down low, and Collins at 6'1". Is that a disadvantage? Inbound play for West Plains by 5. Lob out front and caught by Long to the left corner. Jared Kraft. I guarantee this is the longest that we have started a basketball game this year for the Scissors without a turnover. 9 minutes. Here's a pull-up for a 2. No good. Rebound. Josiah has it. Bounces once. Goes up and scores. Good job hitting the glass by Josiah Long. He has 4, and it's 19-12. Got to remember, West Plains took a 19-point lead early in the second half at Carl Junction the other night. But that game tightened up. Here's the shot from the point for 3. No good by Weaver. Rebound West Plains. Tuma from Long up the side. Now in the middle, kicks it to the corner. Open shot, Judd. 3 ball, won't fall. Rebound weak side, Collins will hand it off to Simpson. Up the left sideline, gets it ahead to Hicks. Crossover, gets in the lane. Double team, bounce across, layup good. Weaver with the bucket and a timeout. 6:20 to play. Timeout on the floor. Second quarter, West Plains by 5, 19-14 at Hillcrest. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
6:20 is the time in the second quarter at Springfield Hillcrest up near the fairground. The Ozark Empire Fairground. Pass inside to the far right corner. West Plains with Clayton Robbins. Three is good. Clayton Robbins with a big shot from the right corner. His first field goal of the night. He has 7 points. 22-14. Down the lane. Simpson. He'll be bottled up, but a foul will be called on West Plains. Jacob Moore will check in as Josiah Long just picked up his second foul. So the second that Jacob picks up his third foul, they will be probably switching places. Inbound play for Hillcrest underneath into Weaver. Pump fake up inside and good. Ethan Weaver makes it 22-16. Deflected pass out of bounds on the far side to the Hillcrest bench. It'll stay with West Plains. In the red, Hornets in the white and blue. 5:47 to play in the first half. Jacob Moore back to Kraft. Pick and roll high to the right side, top of the circle. Handoff now to Tuma. Going the other way. Get the screen. Nothing to do with it. Now Kraft drives down to the baseline. Back out front. Cutting to the basket. Good feed in. Collins knocked out of bounds by Weaver. Stays with West Plains. 5:21 to go in the half. 22-16. On the inbound from underneath, lob out front to Jacob Moore. Out to Clayton Robbins on the left side in the middle. Posting inside. Turn right hand, baby hook. Good by Jared Kraft. There's that mismatch. They cannot guard Kraft with the player they've been trying to guard him with. He's much too short. Jared can score all night on that guy. On the right side, it's Weaver with it, guarded by Aiden Judd. At the right elbow, follow away shot, up no good, and Jacob Moore gets a really bad foul. In the act of shooting, there's his third. The shooter was up in the air, and Jacob just gave him a one-hand push while he was in the air. So that's Jacob Moore's third. And here comes Josiah Long to take his place. First free throw is good. Kyrie Simpson is the free throw shooter. He's 3 out of 3 tonight. One more try with 4:56 to go in the half, and that's also good. So Hillcrest pulls back within 6. High post, left wing, back to the point, Ethan Tuma, high post, Robin, back on the wing to Kraft. They go to a zone. Let's see what West Plains does about that. Judd in the corner to Long. Back to Judd, baseline, open, 14-foot shot, too hard, air ball on the weak side, pulled away by Javen Jones, back in the ball game now for Hillcrest, so they have their size back in there. Curling Romero all the way over the top, drives, lays it up and good. From the right side, Levi Romero. Timeout, West Plains. 4:17 to go in the first half. West Plains leads it 24-20, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you currently wanting to buy or sell real estate? Seek help from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty.
Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So, if you're looking to buy or sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty at 1822 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
4:17 to go in the first half. West Plains led after one by five. They lead here halfway through the second quarter by four. 24-20. Right side, Jared Kraft. Out to Ethan Tuma. Jared Kraft on the right wing as they pressure out of their zone. They change their defense up a little bit during the timeout. More of a matchup. Left side, Josiah goes up, shoots for two, and it's good from 15 feet. Josiah Long has six. 26-20. On the left wing, Tanner Hicks to the corner. Takes it in, wraparound pass, and Jones shoots, and he gets fouled from behind. And that'll be the third foul on Josiah Long. So he's got three. Jacob Moore's got three, and that would make me think Hudson Patillo may get a little bit of time in the ball game tonight. Landon Montgomery is checking in for West Plains. First free throw try is good by Javen Jones. All his points at the free throw line so far, three of them. 3:34 to go in the half. And number two is in and out. Rebound to Aiden Judd. West Plains comes back 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Right side, Tuma has it stolen. Two-on-two break, bounce pass ahead. Layup is good. Distance with the basket off the first. West Plains turnover. 26-23. Down in the corner deep. It's Robbins for three, and it's good. Clayton Robbins, his second three of the quarter, 29-23, back to a six-point game. Left side, Simpson will pull up, and he'll shoot. No good. Rebound taken down by Clayton Robbins. West Plains comes back with Jared Kraft. I'm hoping they go back to a man-to-man pretty soon because we had the answers for that. Tuma with a three on the right wing against the zone. No good. Weak side rebound. Weaver gets it up the right side. Simpson hesitates, goes in. Right hand floater is off the rim and good. Tyree Simpson having a nice first half. He's got 8 points. Top of the circle, Tuma. Left wing, Montgomery. And Landon can shoot the three if he can get open over there. Kraft wide open for a three on the right wing. No good. And it'll be a fight picked up by Weaver. Hillcrest, long up four, good pass. Tanner Hicks, play up left hand, good. And another timeout. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. West Plains now ahead by two, 29-27. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Hillcrest Hillcrest has made a bit of a comeback here in this quarter. They've whittled the lead for West Plains down to 2. 2 minutes to go. First half, Landon Montgomery, front court for West Plains, and Jared Kraft. They've gone man-to-man. Now's when West Plains really needs to work on them with Jared Kraft one-on-one because, again, they've got a 5'11 player guarding him, allegedly 5'11. At the point, Clayton Robbins, bad pass, but we get bailed out on a reach-in foul call against Hillcrest, Tanner Hicks. Clayton Robbins tried to throw a bounce pass from the point straight down toward the lane. You got to have an angle to throw that pass. Second foul on Tanner Hicks. 29-27. Out front. Kraft has it stolen. Takes it away. Simpson ties the game. 29-0. Puma out front on the right wing. Baseline move. Kraft pulls up. Jump shot. Good. Jared Kraft has 10 here in the first half. 31-29. On the left point, it's hit. Jones will drive in. That's got to be a charge, and it is. As Clayton Robbins held his ground, and Javen Jones just went right at him, put his shoulder down, and trucked him pretty good. That'll be a third foul on Jones, so he has to leave the ball game. They've actually played pretty well without him out there. Here comes Jared Kraft with West Plains up under a minute to go in the half. 31-29. Kraft drives in, drives through, went up, lost the ball, tipped away, picked up. Now Hillcrest back 3-on-2. Left corner, Weaver. Back out on the wing. And now 39 seconds to go in the half. Hornets down 2. They may play for 1. Aiden Judge out here guarding the point guard. We need to switch. Him and Landon Montgomery or Ethan Tooman need to switch off here. Because if they let the point guard, Kyrie Sips, go one-on-one with Aiden, that's probably not going to be good for us. Simpson works over to the right side, 10 seconds. Here we go. He gets a high pick and roll, goes to the right. Now hides behind it, steps over, jab step, steps over free throw line, steps through, puts it up, he walks with the basketball, and a great job on defense. Aiden Judd, good on you. Really good job. He just kept between him and the bucket, forced him to make a play, and he turned it over. 1 second, here's a steal on the inbound pass, and it'll be the end of the half. They couldn't get a shot away. So, after two quarters, it's pretty tight. West Plains, 31, Hillcrest, 29, and back in 3 minutes on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains is known for selling the best tractor, Kubota. But Edgelern Harper is also known for having the best service and parts for your Kubota tractor. So if you need service or parts for your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, UTV, Vermeer balers, or Cub Cadet mowers, the Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgelern Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Built to work. Born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
This is one of the more entertaining halftimes that I've seen this year. They play musical chairs. And having a pretty good time of it. Halftime score is 31-29. West Plains leads Hillcrest by two. And in the first half, West Plains outscored Hillcrest 17-12 in the first quarter, but the Hornets came back and outscored West Plains 17-14 in the second. First half scoring went like this. West Plains led by Jared Kraft and Clayton Robbins each had 10 points. Also in the scoring column, Josiah Long had 6. And Ethan Tuma has 6. West Plains has pretty serious foul trouble right now. Both Josiah Long and Jacob Moore have 3 fouls here at the half. Hillcrest in the first half, their point guard, Kyrie Simpson, had 10 points to lead them. Ethan Weaver added 7. James Collins had 5. Damon Jones had 3. And 2 for Tanner Hicks and 2 for Levi Romero. At halftime, it's 31-29. This is it for the Zizzers. Next up is district play. Tomorrow will be the district seeding. But this is going to be one of the more interesting district seeds to end the year than we've had quite a while, I think, because there's going to be some teams with better records than West Plains in their district that very well could get seated behind West Plains. Carl Junction's a good example of that. Carl Junction is 16-8, but West Plains beat them on their floor. And if we can win tonight and be 13-13, they've got a really good chance of getting. They can be seated anywhere from number 6 all the way up to number 3, I think, realistically. The girls have, they've already been seated. West Plains will play the opening round against McDonald County. The ladies' district got the 3 seats at the Willard District. West Plains boys are playing at Webb City, which I still don't understand why they're playing two different places. 31-29, though, halftime score. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Dodge Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Dodge Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to DodgeAutoservice.com for more information.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
It'll be interesting to see if West Plains puts their starting five out there, because two of those players in starting five have enormous foul issues. Jacob Moore and Josiah Long each have three. Javen Jones, the 6'6" post player for Hillcrest, has three fouls, but he's going to start the half on the bench. So it's going to be Jared Kraft, Ethan Tuma, Lana Montgomery, Aiden Judd, and Clayton Robbins as West Plains tries to protect those two players with three fouls. Here we go, starting second half. Ethan Tuma has it for West Plains, ahead by two. Robbins from way out for a three, no good. Ball will be slapped around, picked up finally by Weaver, and back will come Hillcrest. Chance to tie or take the lead. Romero in the corner, guarded by Montgomery. Out to the point. Collins with it. Back over to the right point. Try to reach Simpson to the right corner. Ethan Weaver drives around the defense, puts it up, and he missed it. Wow, wide open layup, and he short-armed it, and Aiden Judd has the rebound. Tuma at the point. Be a good idea to get the ball inside. Start the half, get a sure bucket. Cross-court pass, Tuma has it. Shoots from the wing for a three, no good. And the rebound to Weaver. Back comes Kyrie Simpson, got to stop the ball. He steps through, left-hand layup, good. All. Jared Kraft, as West Plains looks to regain the lead. Over on the right sideline. Kraft will pull it back, and they'll reset. Clayton Robbins. Kraft has it, left point. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Tie game, 31. Kraft bounced underneath, now back out to the corner. Tuma with a three, and no good. And the rebound finally controlled by Simpson, and a foul on Aiden Judd. Going for the rebound, that's two on Aiden. West Plains has to go very deep on the bench. I would guess Hudson Patillo would be, the freshman would be probably the next one. Tied at 31, Hillcrest for the lead at the point. Good. James Collins has 8 points. And Hillcrest, and the Zizzers throw the ball away. In the right corner, Robbins got to the basket. Tuma's pass went to the corner. Timeout. And 5:48 to play. West Plains yet to score here in the third quarter. Down by three, 34-31. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Looking for a compact track loader with next level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
It's the third quarter. Hillcrest has outscored West Plains in this quarter 5-0. They've taken the lead for the first time tonight. 34-31, and here they come with the basketball. Simpson has it out front. Ethan Weaver will hand the ball off. Tanner Hicks, three, left wing, good. Tuma bounce out to Kraft. Drives lane all the way. Right-hand scoop play up. It rims out. No good. Bad break. And picked up by Hillcrest. In the right corner. Another three. Good again. To 31. Baseline move. Jones goes up, or Long goes up inside. No good, but he got fouled and he'll shoot two. Well, that was a smart play. You got to get the ball to the basket. You got to get a bucket or you got to get fouled or both. West Plains better snap out of it. Here's a free throw. Good. They got to snap out of this or else it's just going to keep going sideways because Hillcrest is starting to shoot the ball a little bit. 40-32. Good again. Hornets basketball. Simpson out high. Crossover in the lane. Stops, bounce pass out to Hicks. Back out to Simpson. He kind of runs the show. Here's a bounce pass to the right corner. Hicks over with it to the right wing. Jeff Stiff drives the lane. Goes up. Left-hand shot high off the board. No good. Josiah Long rebound. Tuma has it. Cross-court pass. Kraft takes it all the way to the hole. Lays it up and good. 40-35. There's the ticket. Push that dude. Outside to the point. They'll move it to the right wing. Catch and shoot. Simpson, three, way off. But the long rebound picked up by Collins inside. He goes up and scores. Collins has 13 points now, and it's a 42-35 game. Josiah Long out high. Pass to Jacob Moore back to the ball game. Robbins turns to the middle, back to the point. Kraft, high post, Jacob Moore. Hands it. Here's a drive up. Good. Foul in the play. Will the basket count? Looks like it will for Josiah Long with a good strong cut down the left side of the lane. Laid it in with the left hand. Show us the basket counts, please. Blocking foul. Nope. No bucket for the shot. Second foul call on Ethan Weaver for Hillcrest. Tuma will throw the ball in for West Plains. In the corner to Moore. Works into the lane. Back outside. Josiah Long, double team pass inside, good feed, and Tuma gets the shot blocked from behind and taken away by Hillcrest. Now foul at midcourt on Jacob Moore, and there's his fourth. When you got three fouls, especially when you got three fouls, he is not going to score from half court. And that's where Jacob picked up his fourth foul. Simpson has it. On the right side to the left point. Tyree Simpson guarded by Tuma. Javen Jones gives it to Weaver at the free throw line. Back outside. Collins has it. Leading scorer with 15. Right side. Three ball. Good. Tanner Hicks. This is all, it's not exactly the same, but this is so much like the Carl Junction game. It's just scary. Out front, Judge. Now to Long, and he'll be fouled on a reach-in. Against Hillcrest. Stops clock, 2:45 to go in the third. Kyrie Simpson will pick up his first foul for the Hornets. Inbound, Tuma beats his man, kicks it outside. At the point, left wing, Josiah Long with a three, and it's an air ball. Picked up by the Hornets. Hicks up the floor, ball tips, picked up. Hicks takes it in, bounce across. Weaver up, blocked from behind by Robbins. And Long comes away with it. West Plains really needs a basket here. Pass down low, Tuma. Outside, Kraft. Splits the defense, drives in, and lays it up and good. Jared's got 14, and I really think Jared Kraft could score every time down the floor, given the chance. 45-37. I don't think the score is right. On the left side, curling over. Here's Simpson. Pull-up shot, and that's up and good. Now the offensive end, Tuma has it. Pass inside, good feed. Kraft back to the left corner. Long drives in. Got it. Blocked by Jones. Took it right at him, and that's what happened. Now the other way. Long up ahead. Jones runs the floor. Catches. Shoots and scores. Front court. Tuma to the right corner. Catch and shoot. Josiah Long. No good. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hillcrest. Nope, score is right. It's a 12-point game, 49-37. It all adds up. West Plains, again, got a score here. On the inbound lob, into Robbins, in the paint, leans in, flips up a right-handed shot, missed it. And a foul in the backcourt on Josiah Long. That'll be his fourth. So, fourth foul on Josiah. He goes to the bench. He's going to have a seat next to Jacob Moore, who also has four fouls on the bench. Landon Montgomery comes in the ballgame. 1:04. 49-37. This game basically kind of got away from West Plains when they just quit scoring. Couldn't get a bucket to start second half. And suddenly you go from up 2 at the half to down 12 toward the end of the third quarter. On the right corner, Tanner Hicks goes baseline around the defense, up and around Ethan Tuma, lays it up and good. Point game. Tuma to the point. Kraft the right point. Robbins being guarded by the smaller defender, Collins inside, James Collins. High screen, out front, Kraft with 5 seconds to the corner. Here's a three, good, by Aiden Judd. Big shot. And that's the end of the third quarter. Aiden Judd hits a three from the right corner. Brings it back to 11. West Plains has 8 minutes to catch up. They're down 51-40 at Springfield Hillcrest. Back in a minute on KDY.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Brickwood 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me, my brakes got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on Cell 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
The old Peter Gunn theme entertains us between quarters as we go to the fourth. It's 51-40, and Hillcrest has the basketball. West Plains have been playing mostly a matchup, and now they'll come out a little bit because Hillcrest, now they turn it over on a bad pass into the high post. Knocked away, picked up, Ethan Tuma has it. And the Zizzers come back with Jared Kraft out front. I just would really love to see us concentrate on getting Jared some looks at the basket. At the point, wide open. Judge, three, no good. And a holding foul is going to be called on West Plains on Clayton Robbins. Hillcrest ball in the backcourt. Now the front court, Collins in left wing, Hicks. Hillcrest couldn't make much of anything in the first quarter. Made a few shots in the second, but they've warmed up here in the second half, much like we saw at Carl Junction the other night, where West Plains saw a 19-point lead melt and end up winning by one. In the left corner, Hicks, double-team, bounce outside to the left corner, Hicks again. We don't double-team the ball, bounce to the low block. Inside, move to the basket, up and good by the smallest guy on the court, Tyree Simpson. Works his way inside, dribbles in, and laid it in. Tuma back front court. Tip pass out front. Robbins in the left corner. Caleb Cobb in the game for West Plains at a guard spot. Kraft to the left corner to Judge. Out to Tuma. Steps over, thought about a three. Passed it up. 6:10 to go. Down by 13. Kraft in the paint. Goes up. Float shot. Up and around and good. Little contact on the shot. Kraft has 16. 53-42. On the right baseline, Hicks, follow-away jumper from 15. No good. Simpson thought he had it. Didn't. Picked up by Caleb Cobb. Up the floor. Give and go inside. Wraparound pass, and the ball fumbled away by the Zizzers. And now up ahead, Hicks layup good. Timeout. That's a four-point play right there. Should have been down 9. But instead, back down by 13. Timeout on the floor with a score. Hillcrest 55, West Plains 42. Back in a minute on KDY.
First Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Dr. Greg, Hirschfeld Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each, and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains is down 13. You say why? They were ahead in the first half by as many as 7. Well, we've made 4 field goals in the first, 13 or 11 minutes of the second half. That's why. Robin, drive to the paint, goes up, swatted from behind by Jones, but a blocking foul will be called. That'll be before the shot, though, or it should be. 4th foul on Jones. They will give him free throws. First one is good. They'll get Jones out of the lineup. Ethan Weaver checks back in for Hillcrest. Next try, no good. Weaver gets the board, and Hillcrest come back with it. Levi Romero cuts all the way down the lane. All the way in, lays it up and good. You just dig it right to the basket. No one stopped it. 57-43, and now a near turnover out front. It'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with West Plains. 57-43. Tuma in the front court, top of the circle, drives down the key, wrap around pass to the corner of Moore. Eddie Gravel with it. It's only 7 turnovers on West Plains, but Hillcrest only has 4. Well, it's like we used all our gas in the first half. A 9-point third quarter, a 3-point fourth quarter after 3.5 minutes. Driving underneath. Here's Simpson with a shot. No good. Got fouled, though, on the shot. Jacob Moore just fouled out of the ballgame. No points, 5 fouls. Jacob Moore out. Hayden Judd will check in. Free throw shooter, Kyrie Simpson. He's probably been their best player tonight. He's got 16 points. The point guard shoots and scores. One more try, and it's in and out. The sophomore makes 1 out of 2. West Plains comes back. Down by 15 points, and here's a 3 by Robbins. Good from the left wing. 58-46. Got to get some stops and make a few more of those. Free throw line. Simpson in the lane goes up, partially blocked, picked up by Weaver inside. Triple teamed on the baseline. Gets it out to Hicks, who drives in. We'll get a foul call before the shot. That'll be on West Plains. See who that's on. And Josiah Long just fouled out of the ball game. So Josiah fouls out with 3 points. Inbound, shot no good. Foul on the play with 4:06 to go, and that'll put the Hornets on the free throw line. Clayton Robinson, his 3rd foul. So we've lost 2. We've one with three, another with two. Here's a free throw by Ethan Weaver. First try, no good. Gilchrist has been great at the free throw line tonight. Next try is no good, real short. And picked up by Robinson. Front court, Derek Kraft. 4 minutes to go. Down by 12. There's time. Kraft out to Robin. Steps back. Shoots a long three. I don't know why he had to take that shot. Here the ball taken away. And it'll be a jump ball. And it'll be West Plains ball. Clayton took a shot from the volleyball line. No real rush to take it. You're down 12. That's four possessions. We don't need to be taking that kind of shot. Very low percentage. Barely drew the lip of the rim. Tuma to the left corner. Caleb Kopp back out to Ethan. In the corner for a three. That's an air ball. Picked up by the Hornets. 3:35 to go, and this is still a 12-point game. But it's not trending real well. Free throw line. Collins left corner pass. Romero back to the left corner. Romero left side three. Deep three. Good. Nope, that was Simpson. That was Kyrie Simpson with a three. And now he has 20 points. Left side, Clayton Robbins. Spins to the middle. Had a guy wide open on the weak side. Didn't throw him the ball. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Hillcrest. Long up the floor. Tanner Hicks lays it up and good. Second half has just been a fall apart for West Plains. Here's a shot blocked at the free throw line on Kraft, and now he commits a foul as Hillcrest comes back with it. I swear, it's just like we've just completely lost our mojo. It is the same exact thing at Carl Junction, even though we held on to win by 1 point. Second half tonight has not been good. West Plains has scored 15 points in the second half. And that's not many. Hillcrest, on the other hand, has scored 34. 34-15. That's the difference in scoring here in the last two quarters. All right, it'll be the point guard, Kyrie Simpson, at the line. And he can pretty much put this game away. You'd think it's a 17-point game right now. Next one good. First one is good. Kyrie Simpson, 5'10 sophomore for the Hillcrest Hornets. They've got a few pretty good sophomores on this team. They're going to be pretty good in another year or so. Next one good. And this thing has gotten completely away from West Plains. Baseline pull-up shot by Kraft is good. Kraft has 18 points. 65-48. Bounce pass to the point. Left corner. Catch and shoot. For three. No good by Simpson. Long pass up the floor by Robin. Kraft takes it all the way in. Hang shoots and scores, and he's got 20 now. 65-50. 2:05 to go. Collins walks it up. Gets it to Simpson to the left corner. Romero, they're going to shoot a three. Thank you. No good, though. Rebound, Weaver. Back to the corner, and they'll reset. Simpson. And a foul call on a reach-in as Simpson penetrated the top of the key. Robbins will get the foul. That will be his fourth. Zizzers have had two players foul out. Free throw number one is good by Kyrie Simpson. Sixty-six fifty. 1:35 left. Ball stolen away from Clayton Robbins in the front court. Pass underneath. Drive up and good. Just again. He's got 25 points. Long three for Tuma from the wing. Good. From way out. That's about 30 feet. 69-53. Simpson front court. Nearly lost it. Gets it back. Now to Romero. Tanner Hicks pulls it out. Minute to go. Reach in foul on Jared Kraft. So, second foul on Kraft at the line. Tanner Hicks for Hillcrest. First try is good. 70-53. And good again. What was a 2-point lead at halftime turned into a blowout. The wrong way. Tuma dribbles through. Bounce pass back. Bad pass. Stolen. The other way. Simpson all the way. Lays it up and good. He has 27 points. We're making him look like Phil Ford. Here's a drive by Jared Kraft, and he'll be fouled on the drive. Kyrie Simpson will pick up the foul, his second. We're down to 34.8 to go, 73-53, a 20-point lead for Hillcrest. First free throw, no good. Next attempt for Jared Kraft is no good. He missed two. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Hornets with 32.8 left on the clock. We'll take a break at the end. Quick wrap-up. Tomorrow, the district seedings. Right corner, Kraft, three, good. Jared Kraft's got 23. 23 seconds to go. Up the floor, Romero. No reason to foul. But we'll steal it. Clayton Robbins takes it away. Long up the floor to Kraft. Catches. Scoop shot around and good. 73-58, and that's the ball game. That is your final score. West Plains falls to 12-14 with a 73-58 loss. We're back in a minute to wrap it up on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Sue. Chick Days continues at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Now is the time where more and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, plus continuous harvest of fresh eggs. Order forms are here, and the final orders must be in by March the 15th for delivery in West Plains, April the 29th. We have all your poultry products, feed, waters, feeders, and much more.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, in the wider view of this game, it was certainly two different halves, as Hillcrest in the first half was outscored by West Plains 31-29. Second half, Hillcrest outscored West Plains 44-27, and they win this game by 15, 73-58. Leading scorer for the ball game, Kyrie Simpson, the sophomore point guard for Hillcrest. He looked like Bob Cousy out there tonight. He had 28 points, 18 in the second half. Leading scorer for West Plains with 25 was Jared Kraft. 14 for Clayton Robbins. 9 points for Ethan Tuma. 8 for Josiah Long. And 3 for Aiden Judd. West Plains didn't turn the ball over an excessive amount tonight. But neither did Hillcrest. Hillcrest warmed up from the field in the second half. West Plains cooled off, and there's your ball game. Final again, 73-58. Our next broadcast tomorrow night in the Civic Center is the Grizzlies will host the Moberly Greyhounds. Thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio. Harlan Hutchinson saying good night from Springfield.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
Street.